It's bothered you for weeks.
It's time to find out what happened.
With Ken, Colleen, and Curd on Star 102.5.
So we spent a couple of minutes talking to our listener, George, who asked for our help tracking down Nora, woman he went out with, wants to know what happened, why he's being ghosted. And we found her. Got her to come on with us now, so let's get her side of things. How you doing, Nora?
I'm fine.
Okay, well, we're calling to talk about George. George gave us your number and asked for our help tracking you down. He wants to know what's going on. He said you guys had been on a date, and he thought it went pretty well, except maybe he thought he went a little too fast and went in for a kiss, and you weren't that interested. So what's the deal? Why aren't you calling him back? Did something happen? Is he right? Was it too much? What's going on?
I don't think I should really say anything. I'm just gonna let it go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, did it have to do with him going in for the kiss, or was it something else?
Yeah. Actually, it totally did.
Okay.
Okay.
How did you know that?
Well, I mean, he kind of filled us in on all that.
Yeah.
He was thinking he was maybe being too aggressive.
Oh. Well, not really. I mean, he was really, like, acting like a complete gentleman, but... And I did like him, but when he leaned over to kiss me, he stuck out his tongue like a fish or something. Like, he was, like, coming at me with it.
Okay.
Fish have tongues.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm trying to do it now. Okay.
So it was just awkward.
Yeah, like you know, like in movies when they shoot the, you know, in first person, all you see is someone's face coming at you with their tongue out. That's really how it felt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really.
I'm doing it with my face, and I'm thinking, well, that's just how I kiss.
Okay.
Oh, you don't come out. You don't come with the. You don't go in with the tongue out.
Always
come
try. Always.
You don't announce the French kiss. We're Frenching. We're Frenching. We're Frenching.
No wonder your wife always seems so thrilled with you when you're around. Okay. All right. So he stuck out his tongue, and that's not really.
You didn't
your
like
thing.
The approach.
Yeah. No, you didn't like.
No,
it.
No. Yeah. It's just. I really didn't know what to do.
Okay. Well, of course, George is listening in. So, George, it wasn't that you made the first move. It was how you
right.
made it with the tongue and all.
Okay. Yeah, I had no idea I was doing that.
So no one's ever...
I think Nora's exaggerating, to be honest.
Okay. All right. Mm. So no one in your life has ever told
I'm
you...
not.
Okay.
I'm not... I mean, I really am not exaggerating. And I really... honestly can't believe no one has ever said anything to you, because it's just not like it's really unattractive.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be a good look coming in with your eyes closed and your tongue hanging out.
Yeah, that's where I was wondering. Yeah. No one has ever said anything to you about this before, George?
No, I mean,
do other people kiss like that?
My tongue is not hanging out, is it? I mean, like...
right.
Yeah, do you know you do that? I mean, you've got to know you do that.
Okay, I know now. Then, I mean, will you let me try and fix it instead of just making fun of me for it?
How are we going to fix? Oh, never, I don't want
to. You know, I will say this, Nora, that sometimes that's the fun. When you like somebody, that's sort of the, you know, the fun of bonding with them is, you know, you work on things like that.
Right.
I wouldn't rule out that someone couldn't improve or do something more your style. I'm not even going to say improve because we're all different. And I don't know, going in with your tongue hanging out might really impress somebody else.
I think George wants us to stop bringing it up that his tongue is just hanging out.
Anyway, okay. I don't, you know, people make such a big deal about stuff like this. My goodness, it's kissing. This is something you can work on
right,
together.
Nothing a bungee cord won't take care of.
That's right.
Just strap it back up there.
I mean, this is, we're piling on. I'm
well,
sorry.
I think this is good. George says he's going to go back to his lab and fix his kissing.
Okay.
Kurt? What?
Okay.
That's what he said. He's going to try and fix it.
All right. So, okay. Is there any hope here, Nora? I mean, will you go out with him again? George wants to work on it. Wants another chance.
I mean, I guess I could.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Well, don't do him any favors. If I were George, I'd be hitting the road.
George, all right, you've taken a bit of a beating.
Yeah, you have. Right, you so. Decide for yourself. You know what happens.
Are you still interested in this?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Because you guys just want to be kissed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. George seems
a
little...
to make it too fishy.
Okay. Good. A sense of humor still exists. I'm glad to hear that. All right. There's hope. You guys have each other's contact information. So, George, if you want to try again, and Nora, you know, if you're really up for it, you can answer him back, and good luck to the both of you, okay?
Okay.
Instead of Frenching, it's fishing.
Yeah, we're piling on. Yeah. Right.
Listen to you.
Take care, you guys. Thanks for being on the show. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Dumped. Ghosted.
Call the Ghost Busters.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz, what happened on Star 102.5?